At their meeting this week, Greater Napanee Council named Sean Armstrong the new fire chief of the Greater Napanee Fire Department. Armstrong had been serving as the acting fire chief since April 2024 and officially assumed his new role on Wednesday. Armstrong provided council with his mandate letter at the meeting, highlighting the need to create predictable organizational behavior through standards, policies, and systems. He presented a set of fire protection service standards for all department programs and services, which council unanimously decided to receive and adopt. Armstrong has previously served as the fire chief for the city of Guelph and most recently for the city of Kingston. Armstrong spoke about the importance of fire service levels.
Fire service levels assist the fire department by ensuring that we're all focused and reaching towards the same goals. It's also important to understand what the training requirements are and having the right resources, staffing, and equipment to carry out those training requirements. And also giving the firefighters clarity in their role and allowing them to stay in their lane, which I've heard since my time here, and provide the services they need to provide in their positions they are serving in. And all of that helps in giving that empowerment to the firefighters to use their skills in the most professional way that they always use them in.
Armstrong talks about the work of the Greater Napanee Fire Department.
We do rescue and emergency services. We'll do entrapments from cars. We'll do technical rope rescue. We'll do other technical rescues. We do fire prevention. We do mandatory inspections. We do inspections upon complaint. We'll do real estate transfers. We'll do immediate threats to life. We're down ensuring that the community is safe in our public spaces. And serving as that, we also do public education and fire safety education. That includes our visits to the schools, ensuring that we have a smoke and CO alarm program. That is a legislative requirement when providing fire protection services through a fire department, and ensuring that people are aware of the need to have a functioning smoke alarm, smoke detector, and CO detector on each floor of their dwelling, and especially outside of the sleeping areas.
Armstrong noted the work the department is doing for the unhoused community in Greater Napanee.
We have been working with Bylaw and the firefighters to provide information and materials to our people that are unhoused in our community and making sure they're as safe as they can be. We've noticed last year, and we anticipate it happening again, that we'll be responding to fires in public spaces. We've worked with the clerk's office and all of the senior leadership team to address this in a way that's incrementally helpful. And we'll continue to keep our eye on and monitor that. And that is a service change that really wasn't part of our regular bag of tricks, lack of a better term. And it's increasing demand on the services.
Armstrong highlighted the work and dedication of full-time and volunteer firefighters in the department.
The real bright stars in all of this in our service provision is our composite fire department, our firefighters. Full-time and volunteer work tirelessly to ensure the mandate is achieved and ensure the fire protection services are done in the most efficient way. We are working with them, you know, since I've started in here last April. And really, I've learned that their top values are teamwork, accountability, and respect. And I believe accountability is equally as important to them. So we have a great department. They're passionate, they're empowered, and the full-time and volunteers are working together in a way that's very positive and exciting for the future.
Councillor Bill Martin showed his support for Armstrong in the new role.
I think the town of Napanee is in great hands with the team we have here, with both the chief and the deputy chief, Feeney, as well. And I think we're extremely lucky to have a man of such impeccable character as our fire chief.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.